ahora sí ya se le nota.
¿Cómo no pagué en la escuela?
Sí.
Pues tiene mis terms ahorita. Exámenes del mediano. Es como lo caí, me puso su server que no me lo terminó también. Su server.
Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Good morning, Roger Taylor. Can I give you the reservation code?
Excuse me?
Do you need the reservation code?
Yes, I do. Give me 1 second. Let me pull this up for you.
Sure.
All right. Can you please say the reservation code 4 digits at a time?
2511.
Mm-hmm.
1301.
Mm-hmm.
0027.
Mm-hmm.
9448.
Perfect. Let me pull your file up right now. How is your day going, sir?
It's a beautiful day. I don't know where you are, but here we're nearby Chicago, and it's warm. It's nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I do have a couple of friends from Chicago. Is this Thomas I'm speaking to?
My name is Roger Torres. I'm the accountant.
Okay, what is your name?
Roger Torres.
Roger. Yeah, we got a weird connection. We did just get a new phone system in place. Roger, is this a good number to call you back? 219-433-2002 in case the call drops.
419-233-4002. Yes.
Okay.
But that's Mr. Tomas. But I'll give you mine. My cell is area code 219-680-8999.
Perfect. All right, Roger. I'm just going to have you answer a couple of questions and confirm some information we have on the business, and then I'll be happy to get started here, answer any questions that you have. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Perfect. So the legal name of the business, is it S&C Carriers LLC?
Yes.
Perfect. And is that your DBA name as well?
There is no DBA.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And so the owner of the company, what is the name? What is his name?
It's Thomas Munoz and Samuel Ramos.
Perfect. And is the equity 50-50 split correct?
Let me ask him. Le digo que la equidad es no 50-50, que no. The equity is 85-15.
Yeah, speak a tiny bit of Spanish.
Okay.
Tomasa, 85%?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the structure is, of course, an LLC, correct?
Yes, an LLC.
All right. And the last one I need is, time in business, first of all. Can you confirm that?
It's going to be 2 years.
All right, perfect. And can you just confirm the address? And that's the last question I have.
It is, the address is 911 West 144th Street, East Chicago, Indiana, 46312.
Perfect. Okay, so, you know, tell me a little bit, Roger, and then Tomas, what are your goals here, and what are you looking to do with your company, and give me a little background on the company as well. Are you a trucking company?
Okay. Yeah, it's a trucking company. They need money to move equipment and probably get more equipment.
Okay.
The S&C. There's 9 trucks on S&C.
You have 9 trucks currently?
9 trucks currently and 6 trailers.
Mm-hmm. And those trailers, are they the 53 or 48?
Las tres son 53 o 48.
48.
Flatbed 48.
48 foot. Now, do you do interstate or intrastate? So, do you leave the state
it's
there, or do you?
It's intrastate. Those different states.
So you go to different states?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So what I'm getting at is you're looking for some equipment financing, correct, to get some new trucks?
Yes. They need money to have capital cash and get for new equipment, update equipment, and that's what they need.
So just kind of to break it down for you, the working capital and equipment financing are two separate programs. So you can almost think about it as two entirely different loans and processes. So the equipment financing is, you know, going to be like your typical car loan, if you think about it. 2 to 5 year terms,
right.
Monthly payments, basically exactly what you would do with a car. That's very easy, not as complex. The working capital is a unsecured cash loan, and they are based on sales primarily, like the revenue of the business. So, and because they're unsecured, they tend to be more expensive, obviously, than the equipment financing, because we have the collateral with the piece itself. So that's why we split it up into two different loans, because your terms and everything is going to be different for a collateralized piece, so it's actually going to be better for you. So first, let's start with the equipment. How many trucks are you looking at? What kind of trucks? Are these new trucks, used trucks? Let me know about
that. The trucks that they have?
No, the trucks that you're looking to buy, or the equipment you're looking to purchase.
Okay, I'm going to come back. Give me a sec. Hay dos formas. Uno es para comprar equipo, otro es para dinero para capital. Para comprar equipo es un poquito, el interés un poquito más barato. Para comprar, para dinero para trabajar, el interés un poquito más alto. ¿Qué queremos?
Pues comprar el equipo, ¿no? Comprar también antes de los equipos.
Okay. We're looking to buy a truck.
Okay.
The truck is... The truck and trailer. ¿Cuánto vale el camión y la trailer?
45.
The value of it is $45,000.
Perfect. Yeah, and these loans, you know, it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can see your options out and say, hey, I like the equipment deal, I'm going to do that. Or, I like them both, and I'll take the capital and the equipment, or just the capital. They're not contingent on each other, which is nice. It gives you options. The truck and trailer is $46,000. Do you have a vendor that you're, looking to buy this from, or is this going to be private party?
It's a private party.
Private party. Perfect. And have you purchased anything from this private party before? Is it another trucking company, an associate?
No, we have not purchased anything.
Okay. And obviously it sounds like a used truck?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So do you have a time frame of when you're, going to be bringing this on, as soon as possible, or
yesterday.
I got you. So what would you say quantify your return on investment with this? What does one extra truck and trailer allow you to accomplish every month extra?
Comprando este equipo, ¿cuánto dinero más vas a traer a la compañía? By getting this equipment, the projection is to earn at least monthly an extra $3,500, $4,000 a month. We're talking a year, it's about $50,000 a year extra.
In revenue?
Net.
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 Wow, that's good. That's definitely a good investment. So.
Because each truck, at least the minimum that each truck makes a year, it's about between 120 to 150.
Wow.
Gross. So net, we'll say between $48,000 to $50,000 net.
So basically what you're telling me, this thing is going to pay for itself within a year.
Oh, Oh yeah, people race out within a year.
Oh, it's nice. That's the best kind of equipment you can get, because if you know, what kind of term length are you looking at? It almost doesn't matter, because you're going to pay this off in the first year and it's going to be all profit from then on out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go ahead.
It's between about 2 and 5 year terms, so anything between 24 and 60 months. What would you ideally be looking for?
El tiempo es entre 24 meses y 60 meses. ¿Cuánto tiempo lo queremos? 24 y 60. 24 months. 24 months.
24 would I... Oh, so you want to do something more on the short-term basis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So just to give you a general idea...
The other option would be if we go 60, but if you give us the money without penalty, that if we pay before, if there is no penalties, like if you waive any prepayment penalties, then that would be great. We'll go 60.
Yeah, of course.
But,
I don't think there are any prepayment penalties.
In our perfect world, it would be 24 months.
Okay, so 24 months would be ideal. So just to give you a ballpark, you know, if it was a 45 or you know, let's do $45,000 divided into 24 payments. With zero interest, it comes out to $1,875. So, you know, basically with interest, you're going to be in the 2,000 range. Is that, you know, something you guys can afford on a monthly basis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Let me tell you, Thomas. Me dice que el pago aproximadamente 24 meses son $1,875. Con el interés son como $2,000 por mes. Okay. Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah, it's very reasonable. Right, you'll be right in the 2,000, you know, give or take a couple hundred bucks, but it seems very reasonable for, you know, the return that you're going to be getting. Do you have a quote or, you know, an invoice from this vendor or anything of that nature?
I don't have a quote, but we can get it.
Yeah, you can get one, yeah.
That's not an issue.
Perfect. All right, so it seems like we've pretty much gotten through the equipment side of things. I think, you know, I'm very confident that you have the resources to pay for it, and, you know, it looks like it should be a smooth sailing. How is you know, Tomas and Samuel's personal credit, though? Good, bad, in the middle?
Let me ask. ¿Cómo se cree Tomas? ¿En qué número?
650.
It's 650.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect, perfect. And does he know what kind of a range Samuel is at, or it's hard to tell?
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
Samuel, is his credit good, bad, in the middle? I know he's an owner.
¿Cómo está tu crédito?
¿Bien?
Sí.
Good.
It's like 600.
Okay, yeah. We'd like to have it for equipment in the 600s, typically, because these are mostly based on credit, personal and for the business. So that works. Mm-hmm. So we can work around that. That's no problem. So we're pretty much done with the equipment side of things. Now, let's get into the working capital. So how much cash are they looking for, and what's going to be the intended purpose and use?
Let me explain to him, okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Para el equipo. Para el equipo, el interés es más barato. Para dinero que quieras tener disponible, el interés es un poquito más caro. Se pueden hacer los dos. I think the $30,000 would be working capital.
$30,000 would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you looking to do with these funds? Is it, you know, to repair some trucks? Are we doing marketing?
It's just to have it there available if we are a little bit short of anything. We'd like to have the funds there available.
Okay. So, do you normally, you know, use a local bank with a line of credit or anything for the business, or?
No, we don't have the line of credit. They don't have the line of credit.
Who do you bank with, or who do they bank with?
Chase.
Let's see. Okay. All right. So for about $30,000, the other thing with the working capital loans is the term lengths are significantly shorter. Very significantly shorter. These are short-term business loans. So usually when people are asking for them, they have a very specific purpose. Like, I'm going to use this to buy inventory, I'm going to get this discount, or I'm going to buy materials for this project. It's very structured. Because the way it works is it's an unsecured cash loan. So we would say deposit $30,000 into your account. And then from there on, you would begin to make payments on it immediately. So it's not the kind of thing that just sits there for you to like wait on it. Understand? And the term lengths are between 3 and 24 months. But for the most part, I usually see first time customers with getting around an 18-month term. So very short. So just to kind of put that into perspective, $30,000 over 18 months is, with zero interest, about $1,700. And there will be, interest on this. So that's, I'm saying that's with zero interest, it's $1,700. So this is going to be a more of an expensive loan because it's a very short payback window. As far as interest rate, I can't really give you anything right now because they are very heavily predicated on the sales, deposit ratios, a couple, very complex numbers that they do in underwriting, but it only takes about 2 days to get you some answers once I get an application. So basically the way it works is once you get me the app, I send it to them and they'll come back 2 days later or a day later and say, here are your different options. We have one for 6 months, one for 12 months, one for 18, different amounts of money. And from then you can make a decision. I can't really give you numbers right now. But it is based on revenue. So what did you guys do in gross annual sales last year? You could just ballpark it too. It doesn't have to be, spot on.
I'll give you the right thing. It was $641,800.
Wow. That's very, very good for 2 years in business. You guys are definitely doing something right.
Last year was the 2015. They started late 2014. There was almost nothing in 2014.
Wow.
But the activity actually started in the good activity started in 2015. So it was $641,000.
Wow. And what's your secret?
Before depreciation, the net income before depreciation, it was about 87,000, almost 88,000 bucks.
Wow. That's very good. Especially you're in the hardest part. Those first 5 years are, they kill businesses. It's like 1 in 5 don't make it in the first 5 years. You have all these costs, right? I'm sure you're still paying to finance the 9 trucks and trailers you have. You probably have some more operating expenses. So it is difficult.
Well, believe me, most of the equipment is free.
Really?
Most of it, yeah. There's one loan.
Wow!
Most of it is free.
Wow, that's very good.
He's just reinvesting the funds in it.
Yeah, well, that's the smart way, and that's why your business has grown so quick in such a little time, because I talked to, you're definitely not the first trucking company I talked to. I talked to probably like 5 of them a month, and they don't like to reinvest. They take the money, they spend it, they take it for themselves, they pay themselves, and 5 years later, they still have 2 trucks, and they're making $100,000 revenue. So you guys are doing very good. I was just going to ask, too, you did say you only have one loan for those trucks. Do you have any other capital loans? So I'm talking about any kind of cash advances, anything like that on the business.
Well,
me pregunta, mira, hay otro préstamo, ¿sí? Uh-huh. ¿Con qué compañía es este?
Es con Rapid Capital.
Now, can you tell me the information on that? I need to know the original loan amount, when it was funded.
Fueron 60 mil.
¿60 mil?
No. ¿Sí? ¿El primer préstamo?
Sí.
Fueron 35.
The first, there was a first one of
35.
Ajá.
Se les debían como 15 y nos prestaron 45.
Okay. And
ya cuando se debían 15, nos prestaron 45.
And when the loan went out to 15, they lend to Thomas another 45.
Okay, so the balance then went to 15K.
Now it's 6. ¿Cuánto se debe ahorita?
Ahorita se les deben como unos 30.
At this point, he's telling me that he owes about $30,000.
Sorry, so the balance is 30K. When did he take out the original, and when did he add the extra 45?
¿Cuándo se, este, el original, cuándo sacaste este, el 35?
¿El primero?
Sí.
Ya hace que más de un año, ¿no?
No, no, sí.
Ya hace un año, más de un año.
¿Cómo cuándo? You just give me like a month, like November
2015.
October 29, 2015.
Uh-huh. Perfect. And then when did you add that 45? Yes.
¿Cuándo añadiste los 45?
Hace como 4 meses.
Like 4 months back. Ago. Yeah. So like June.
Probably like May.
May 2016. May. Perfect. Does he know what his current payments are? Is he set up on a daily payment schedule or a weekly payment schedule?
Te cobran diario. Por eso pregunto, ¿cuánto te cobran diario?
267.
$267 every day.
Perfect. Perfect. I gotcha. So you're paying $267 a day currently, and you have a balance of around 30K. So, based on what you're telling me here with the balances, what you're looking for as far as capital and your credit, I'm thinking this is going to go down as basically what we do is we'll probably get you a loan for somewhere around $60,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then pay off the Rapid Capital completely.
Okay.
So your balance is zero, and then you would net the rest of the money that is mm-hmm. left over. So basically we would give you 60, you would pay off your 30, and then you would net the 30, which would be perfect because you get what you want. Do you get a prepayment discount with Rapid Capital or no?
Si le pagas a Rapid Capital antes de tiempo, ¿te da un descuento?
Creo que sí.
Pues yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, most of them do for sure, so that's always a nice little benefit because, mm-hmm. you know, if we get you, you know, the $60,000, you pay the 30 off, and you might get like a 2%, 5% discount on your loan there, so that's always a nice mm-hmm. little cherry on top. But mm-hmm. again, then the second available option, Roger, would be a second position loan. Now, this is definitely plan B for us. We would much rather pay off your current one and then just net and continue with us. The second option...
That'd be I think that'd be better. Let me ask him. Me está diciendo que este, una de sus posiciones sería, en vez de estar en segunda posición, de prestarte los $30,000, prestarte 60 y le pagas el préstamo a Rapid Capital, pero debería 60. Es uno, y lo otro es quedar en segunda posición, que ese préstamo se quede abierto y tener dos préstamos. Now he would like to consolidate everything in one.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's what we would like to do. That's our option number one. That's your option number one. Our backup mm-hmm. plan, if that doesn't work, say we can only, you know, if we couldn't get you enough to pay the other one and get you what you needed, the plan B would be a second position where we'd basically just give you money on the side and you'd still have the Rapid and we would just give you the 30 on the side. We would like to pay off the other one. It's better for us. It's better for you. Consolidates. Right. There's, you know, less risk involved. So that's obviously the first one. But if we had to, you know, if that other option wasn't available, if we had to get you a second position, is that something that you're open to?
Second one?
A second position. Basically, we would just get in line behind Rapid, and we would give you your money, and then you would pay us both, you know, separately. Is that something you're completely opposed to?
We'll love for you the first option.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, then the second option.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just wanted to be up front saying, you know, obviously the first option is better for everybody.
Right.
So we're going to shoot for that.
Something.
Yeah.
Let me explain something. Me está diciendo que una de las opciones es, la primera opción es que ellos consolidan todo en un solo préstamo. Y se paga la otra compañía y te dejan disponible. La otra opción es, la segunda opción es, que se queda abierta la otra el otro préstamo y te dan este otro préstamo a ti.
No, que paguen allá. Que quiero dos cuentas. No me duele. Yo como que gano mejor.
He's trying to consolidate everything and want to be really much better, but yes, okay. He'll be okay if it doesn't work out the first one.
Perfect.
We'll go to the second one.
All right, so it seems like I pretty much have all the information I'm going to need on my end to get this started. Just to give you a quick little rundown of what the process is, I'm going to email you the applications, and I need to get those back. Some business tax returns from last year, and six months of business bank statements, along with the quote for the trucks you're looking for, or truck and trailer. And I'm also going to need your current balance, or what they call a payoff letter, with Rapid Advance, and you should be able to get that by contacting them. And I'll put this all in the email for you, so you don't have to write this down. I just want to kind of give you an overview here. And then you'll get that back to me, hopefully in about a day or two. And then I'll send it over to underwriting. They will process it. It'll take about another day to get you some numbers back. We will present you your terms and your options for both the equipment deal and for a working capital deal. Reminder that you can take either or, they're not contingent on each other. And then after that, we usually might have one or two extra pieces of paperwork we need to finalize the loan and sign documents, and we can ideally have this done by next week. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sounds good. What is your name?
My name is Pete. I'll have all my contact info on that email. What is a good email to get in touch with you guys? I have SC Carriers LLC 2014 at Gmail. Is that a good email?
Yeah, that's a good email, and I can give you mine.
Yeah, let me get yours too.
T like Tower.
Tower.
A like Apple. T like Thomas. S like Sam. LLC.
Wait. I have T as in Tom, A as in Apple, T as in Tom. S as in Sam.
LLC at gmail.com.
Perfect. All right, I will send an email to both of those emails with the identical information. And do you think you can get that back to me maybe by Thursday or Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll give you a call on Friday afternoon if I don't see anything, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, do you have any questions last minute? Everything sound good?
No.
All right, it was good talking to you, brother. So
sure.
Tomas and Samuel, I said thank you. And I'll be hearing from them later.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.